report it back to you, and then at the appropriate moment, then you can then pick up WA2BW and 2BRA in the net. That's the B2RBA.
Thank you, Ed. 2BRA. And thanks to John out there. You want to try making it, but we appreciate the second attempt and the interest in the topic. So we couldn't have input. And along with Buster, good evening to you. Curtis, I'll tell you something. When the band's open, you'd be surprised the kind of stuff you get. I was in Bay Shore, Long Island last summer with a rubber duck sitting in my brother-in-law's yard, and I picked up the Illinois TV on 42.50. That's a confirmed second, got the call sign and everything. I don't have to go for the front of camera, it's in my logbook. And it was coming in as good as the third precinct over there. It just came out of nowhere, so these conditions, you never know what you're going to hear, especially when it's a good band opening. So don't play it down, tune it up, put some of those numbers in there, and come back to us and let us know what you hear. I'm sure you'll hear something. Anyway, there's just some fire search ranges here. Not too much what's up, but some good info here. Low band fire search range began during the band opening. Search between 33.44 up to 33.98, that's fire. Also 46.06, 46.06 up to 46.50. Some local government frequencies, which could include TV and CMS and whatever else. Search ranges for that also. This is a little low band stuff here. 37.10 up to 37.26. 37.26, let me drop it. Three nine dot zero six up to 39.10, 39.10. That's going to kick in one of these days, but Southwest just went out.
for coming.
Thank you, Charlie, for the racing frequencies. I will pick you up in due course on that one. Thank you. And let's go back to Ron again. DWM, take it away.
Yeah, okay, Ted, I'll make it quick. I want to address this to Mark real quickly. Mark, you mentioned New Mexico. Many years ago, Fred N2IQA, if he's listening, I know he sure is, he had a holograph, a transceiver, during the AM days, not sideband, wasn't even invented then, and he had a holographer transceiver. I forget what the model of it was, and he came around one night, and like I say, now this was on AM on 10 meters, and the band opened up, and we picked up the guys on horseback in New Mexico, the police department, on the 10-meter band. So I had a laugh when you mentioned that. Yeah, they're out there, Mark, definitely. Yeah, back to you, Ed.
Thank you, Ron. Okay, let me jump in now, and just in a second wave, a caller. I do have info, query, and comment on what Frank had to say. Frank is, like, almost a quarter to nine now, so you can see how valuable what he had to say was in terms of the audience reaction. Starting at the top of the list, start with a comment, and the comment is giving all these wireless frequencies and so forth. You had mentioned seminars. And I'm sitting there writing these things down. I'm saying to myself, you know, when I go to church on Sunday, the priest generally is mic'd up. He has a cordless mic, so you can hear him, or if he wants to walk around the front of the altar or the stage of the school. So now, instead of having to go into church or going to the school auditorium, I can sit in the parking lot, have a cup of coffee and a bagel, and I can hear the whole thing. Very helpful. Query, Frank, what type of antenna were you using when you picked up all this beautiful DX, all this beautiful low-band DX? Obviously, maybe not that obvious, I would think it's an outdoor antenna, but if you could give us some details on the antenna that you used, I think that would be very helpful. And then I'll just wrap up my comments after that with a little info.
Okay, at NTVRA. Well, both of those frequencies I have given out are unconfirmed at this QPA, except for the Illinois one and a couple of the Maryland, I think it's Tennessee. Now, that was last summer, and that was on the Discone antenna that I have up over here, and that's up about 25, almost 30 feet, and that was on the Discone. I was at, like I said, I was at my brother-in-law's yard, and I did hear the 4650, the Illinois TV, on the rubber duck. And that lasted probably maybe 12 or 15 minutes, and that was it. It just, you know, just faded out. It came in quick, and then, the sun was starting to go down, and you know, the propagation changed. Some of these openings last for a few minutes. Some of them will last for several hours. You just never know. But the majority of those
idea. Well, we still hope that I'm about to just help Frank again, but I won't do that. Frank, after you finish with your comments or query, whatever it's hoped for, we have two pieces of fan mail from the same individual for you, and we're going to work to put that into your segment, so to speak, and then we will move on to the next. So let's get back to VRA.
Thank you, Ed. This is VRA. Basically, the stock rubber duck that comes with a scanner.
not in the database, or else Freeport Electric may be using a different name, whatever, or it may be that the license was in a different village, or whatever. But there is something called Ocean Electric, and the frequency for that, speaking of the low band that we have tonight, is 31.0 megahertz. All right, and nothing for, quote, Freeport Electric, quote. Then we came down looking at there are three frequencies for the village of Freeport, which might be the highway department, and the frequencies are 155.025. The next frequency is 155.1. There's a duplication here, so there are only two frequencies, the 025 and the 100. Coming down to Freeport Public Schools, there are two listings for Freeport Public Schools, and they are 464.775 and 469.775. You can see there's a 5 meg split there, and possibly that's a repeater input and output. And looking through the rest of this, gone from West Babylon, that's pretty much covered what you had asked about. I'll drop it in a moment, and then we'll go on to a letter which we just got in the last day or so from John, giving some information and with a follow-up query. Let me just drop it. Okay. Second piece of fan mail. Ed Rollins, listening to Net on May 28th, read my question about people frequencies I'm interested in. Frank said he would send you what he had on Freeport to pass on to me. Since I cannot check in on the net, Don is saying he's not a ham radio operator yet. I think everybody in the vast listening audience should be studying for that ham ticket. I was about to say, since I can't check in the net and say thank you to Frank, I would appreciate it if you would send my thanks to him. So that mission has been accomplished. Frank, thank you very much. Much appreciated by John. His letter goes on to say, he also said Suffolk County PD are using 10 channels in their trunk system. And John says, I only have 7 of them. Could you please ask what the other 3 are? So what I'm going to do is give the 7 frequencies that Don lists, and then perhaps we can pick up the other 3. Here we go. 866.0625. 866.1625. 866.3625. 866.4125. 867.4.
very much involved in a disturbance when Bob Jones was over there about a week or so ago. Great article, and I just asked him for some follow-up frequency. So the frequency is just really be a nice touch to it. The other letter, which I'll just hit very quickly, because it does have frequencies in it. Actually, there are only two. John goes to the second letter. Drove over this afternoon, has delivered, watched the arrival, and monitored the activities associated with Fleet Week. As several helicopters, pleasure craft, police boats, Coast Guard vessels, and Navy ships sailed or flew up and down the Hudson, I monitored most of their aviation activity on 123.05, which is the Hudson River air traffic frequency. He then goes on to mention some of the traffic, such as UP-1, MetLife 1, was heard, as were sorted Navy helicopters, also Nighthawk. Nighthawk is the Sikorsky, or Bob, just want to know that. Is a Sikorsky helicopter used to provide aerial support to Marine One, and it says Marine One, of course, is the President's chopper. By the way, it's only Marine One when he is on board. And let me just pick up the final paragraph here, and we'll go back to the front. John goes on to say, I didn't hear any radio traffic on 123.1. which is New York TV's working aviation frequency. In fact, I'm surprised it isn't on any NYPD aviation unit. Yeah, usually when the president is down, that frequency is very active. And rooftops are surveyed and the various roads are open and closed as the president is in the past. So, John, beautiful weather, nice frequency. Thank you. Obviously, everything's concerned. And this will also find its way into the newsletter for the newsletter. Let's go back to Frank and see if he has gotten all the numbers. Into VRA and the next WC2RBA. Frank is ready for it. Hearing nothing, but he's still scurrying. Into WWM. Take away.
I think you mentioned 155, 100, that's a big fort fire. Yeah, I should have gave you that one on the list. I don't think that's going to be recoil electric. It may be on the private service. The other one that you mentioned, there's a lot of frequencies. I have them over here. You have them on the truck system.
Back at
something. Let me see if I have it.
Yeah, I'll use it. Here they are. Let me drop them.
is really going to have to do much more of a lean lineup than that's huge. 20 after 9, 19, 70, which is great. Thank you, 70 again. All right, let's go over to Nathan Pike, NJGCN in the West. I have to tell you that.
Okay, Brian, I'm at 62 RBA a minute. Before I get my logic, something I want to follow up on with Charlie, which also gives you QGB says at 10 meters, very, very easily happened last week. On Tuesday, about 5 o'clock in the afternoon, I was on 10 meters. The station came in and I had to do a double take on a frequency. It was a station with a call sign of CT1. Now I can't go one, that's from Portugal, excuse me. From Portugal, he was weak, and I'm not sure why I was starting to call sound my antenna, since I was ready to go back over. So that's 10 meters here and there. So that was on Tuesday. On Thursday, on Radio Network and Telco Media Network, I don't know if you want me to mention that, you're always interesting. Media Network, from Radio and Telco Media Network, they have to put together a copy of review. That Mike Bird, Mobile. We're going to approach to LaGuardia. Let's report this thing to me. Second engine 5 is ready to be uniform. Okay, the next logging I have is on 132.50 and 132.50 at DHF AM at 4.6 p.m. And I'm from Mobile, you're on the approach control, and you're on the approach control. I didn't look at the approach to 16 for approach, it's supposed to be 4.3 just at the airport. West Hampton, East Hampton, and Montrose. West Hampton approaching the first airport, East Hampton, and Montrose. I do hear a King Air, Air Airline, King Air Flight 200. I'm not sure where he's going to, but going to what I have here, I'm going to be bringing the three airlines for approaches. That was today, June 4th, the briefing they're working on that one before, and the last one for the week was on 415.7. 415.700 at UHF, UHF 8, and now FM at 5:15 p.m. For the HCA, or White House Communication Agency, by the way, we can do a go on Dana Jennings, June 6:30. And on item about, if you have money, you need to put the spotlight on the White House Communication Agency and how they're wasting our money. So kind of that was all that's except today. Although I don't know if it's waste of money. Anyway, their ID is Crown, and they're Air Force 2. Air Force 2 on ID of Foxtrot, that's the name of the frequency, Foxtrot. And Air Force 2 is trying for Crown 13. What that is, I don't know. Crown 13. He wants to send a fax. He did. I heard the fax machine going out on the air. And supposedly, I know Al Gore is in New York today, and also Air Force 2 is supposed to be in Washington around 22 hours. You can hear around talking in the evening. So, as I do before, it's on 14.7. And I'm not sure if I have anything on the war. But anyway, maybe it has anything about it. But I'll try that. I'm hoping you can know what it is. I have an idea, but I don't want to speculate. I have a feeling it has something to do with that. The F-layer splitting up, and all of a sudden the F-layer is was ionizing. It has to do with the propagation from Europe to New York or the U.S., but I'm not sure. I never heard of that before. Thank you, Ed. To meet you, RBA, if you need anything to help you.
Thank you very much, Hank. Appreciate that. I'm sure you've got, I know Rogers from Brentwood has a query for you, so we'll get to the shortwave segment and we'll hit you with that. And when we get to product reviews and when we get to AMDX and so forth, we'll be open to that. All right, and speaking of Rogers from Brentwood, he is something else. Some mailman has got to real good stuff there on the roof. And some of the stuff I've got to kind of sort through. But Margaret, obviously, she's the lady that took the station as we call it, the Brentwood. And Margaret listens, and she has a computer set up, and she really works the different nets of the web. You can tell I'm a real novice. Great access to a lot of big databases that are out there, and she does a very nice job of passing along the information herself. Obviously, Margaret was listening last week to Bob WA2822 came on their talk, and I'm sure it's going to turn into action. But a railfan's net, and those of you who got the newsletter know that there was a product review, more book review. But it was a book about the railroads monitoring the railway and so forth. It's an excellent book. And in fact, Margaret also got me a short note indicating that she had ordered this book. Margaret, I thank you for your confidence in that one. It's a book on something like that. But she did send along some real good railroad stuff in the local area. And I am building a file right now called the Plain Old Railroad file. But this will be more and more useful as Bob gets the railfan net up and running. But I did notice that in this listing of railroad frequencies and so forth, she has the Hudson River line, and with the comment next to it, active. In other words, these are active frequencies according to the individual who furnished the frequency. So if I immediately started to think of Ron BWM, that down there by the waterfront, listening to the National Liberty Traffic and so forth.
Just sort of clip it on to where your antenna is, then put your say that you want to monitor a cellular and you don't necessarily hate the region. That's just speaking. Anybody has to give one of these. If you wanted to monitor from 870 to 880, let's say, you put your scanner in search on 470 to 480. In other words, the converter takes the 800 signals, brings them down into the scanner, plays them out to the 400 megahertz range. So if I wanted to monitor, let's say, 875 megahertz, I would simply tune the 475 megahertz on my scanner and then turn on the converter. You did mention it's illegal to monitor. The problem that I have is just to use the Bearcat 60XLC. Cellular, I understand, is in 30 megahertz steps. And the Bearcat 60XLC searches in 12.5 centimeters. So one doesn't quite track with the other. It's true that when I came up to something that ended in 150 centimeters, that could be not that 12.5 steps, 12.5
as I am too. I'm a NASCAR fan. Now, I wanted to be understood that these aren't confirmed. I haven't heard anything. I hope they're good. The only way you really know is just go to the track, and hear them at the track. Just don't say, you're not going to pick them up at all. Let me write it down. Okay, this is KB2UBB. Okay, the first one is for NASCAR officials. Now, this is NASCAR Winston Cup Racing. And the only tracks around here that they race at, they just had a race last week in Dover, Delaware. And they also will be racing next month up in the Poconos. And then in July, they have a race up in Loudoun, New Hampshire. That's really the only three tracks in the Northeast that NASCAR Winston Cup racing. But it's a frequency car. And it's given out a couple of occasions the frequency for different drivers. And VRA was nice enough to give me that frequency for Ernie Garvin, I'm a fan of his. He's a good guy, a great driver. Thanks a lot, Mike. Okay, these are solid NASCAR official frequency concerns for production and whatnot. Okay, first one is 461.200. 461.200. The next one is 463.625. 463.625. The next one is 463.850. 463.850. The next one is 465.025. 465.025. The next one is 464.500. 464.500. The next one is 464.775. 464.775. The next one is 464.900. 464.900. The next frequency is 468.250. 468.250. The next frequency is 468.850. 468.850. And the last NASCAR official frequency is 469.500. 469.500. Let me let it drop to you, Jenny. Okay, the next ones I have is for the International Motorsports Association, better known as IMSA, and this is for their officials. Okay, they do the IROC racing and the different road course racing. Popular all over the country. You see a lot on ESPN. Okay, first frequency is 451.25. The next frequency is 461.65. Next one is 462.565.
of any easy calls and anybody else is good to that system. This is NHRA, the official, okay? The timekeepers and judges and so on. Okay, first one is 461.075. 461.075. Next one is 461.200. 461.200. The next one is 461.625. 461.625. The next frequency is 464.500. 464.500. And the last NHRA frequency is 464.550. 464.550. Let me let it drop. Hey, that's about it. I have some other stuff. I think I'm going to save it for next week and I'll put it out then. There's quite a bit of stuff on taking up a lot of time. Okay. Thank you for the fact all this is used. WP2RPA in the net. Thank you very much, Charlie. But please feel free to folks take up as much time and quote as you want. That's the focus of the net, and it's great to have somebody like you coming in with the good stuff. And right in front of me, I have something that Charlie gave to me at the last eyeball in Oceanside, Nathan's in Oceanside. And Charlie also is one of those people who kind of works the net with his computer. He's got a beautiful color computer here. Just kind of a nice job. And again, this is one of the great advantages of eyeball meetings, we'll talk about that later in the next. There's a lot of good information that is exchanged. People like Charlie bring this great stuff, and they just sort of reach into a bag and take it out and just share the information. And it's pretty much stuff that you won't get on the air because of the volume of it, and or maybe something in print just is suitable to just sort of sit and read on the air. Or it's just too much to fit into the newsletter for the net. Let me just mention that. This is what, 9:55 now. In the vast listening audience, if this is your first time listening to the net, or if you'd like to get a copy of our newsletter, a sample copy of the newsletter, which doesn't cost anything, except as you join our group, we expect participation. And you just gave some sterling examples of that tonight. Not only the people who have checked into the net with simple query or comment, but the people who have sent a lot of good stuff here in the email. So if you'd like a sample copy of the newsletter, send a stamp address envelope. Stamp plus address envelope. To me, my name is Ed E.D., and the address is 2134. 2134 Decker, Avenue, North Merritt, MERRICK, 21566. We'll send you information on how you can join our group. We'll also send you a sample copy of the newsletter. A lot of good people in monitoring one of those. Anyway, this is what Charlie gave me, and I have just sort of picked out some isolated items, but